Community Daycare Center. Jones says a United Way committee is looking for options to find someone else to co-run that facility. The Champaign-based Urban League closed last week amid reports of debt of more than $800,000, along with state and federal investigations. Jones says an agency replacing it isn't out of the question once those problems are addressed. Meanwhile, a former board president with the Urban League says the closure of the chapter brings an opportunity to build a more well-rounded organization that handles human rights concerns based more on intellect than race. Loreen Cohen is director of affirmative action at the University of Illinois. The Indiana Court of Appeals has upheld the constitutionality of the state's In God We Trust license plates. In today's ruling, the appeals court rejected a claim that people who buy the plates should have to pay the $15 administrative fee charged for other specialty plates. The court found that state lawmakers acted correctly in creating a license plate classification system that exempts the In God We Trust plate from the administrative fee. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana had challenged the God plate fees on behalf of an Allen County resident who has an environmental trust plate for which he had to pay extra fees. The ACLU lawsuit claimed the state gave preferential treatment to motorists wanting the In God We Trust plates. But the court found that the General Assembly's license plate system is, quote, reasonably related to the inherent characteristics of the license plates. Firefighters have determined that the wall on a heavily damaged downtown Champaign building is unstable enough to close a major street. Starting this afternoon, South Neal Street is closed between Main and Park Streets, and all vehicle and pedestrian traffic is being kept away from the area immediately around the law firm that still stands in the middle of the block. Right next door are the remains of the Metropolitan Building, where Deputy Fire Chief Tim Wild says investigators can't approach until the north wall holding up the law firm is repaired or torn down.
The insurance company's investigators need to actually dig out the Metropolitan Building site where everything has collapsed into the basement. And with that wall being that close and that unstable, they can't do that kind of work with heavy equipment.
A Sunday morning follow-up inspection prompted engineers to warn about a possible wall collapse. Wild isn't sure how long the closure will last, but he says no one wants the street closed for long. Some university presidents in Illinois were among the highest paid in the country. That's according to an annual survey from the Chronicle of Higher Education. Tasha Flournoy reports.
The survey reports during the 2006-2007 academic year, 89 private college presidents took home more than $500,000. That's 10% more than the year before. Northwestern University President Henry Beenan earned close to $1.7 million in total compensation. University spokesman Alan Cubbage says Beenan's pay package is appropriate.
President Beenan has been here more than a decade, and the trustees obviously review his performance, review the market, see what's out there, and make a judgment on what is a fair level of compensation.
Salaries and incentives for public university presidents are climbing too, up nearly 8% last year. Among the top earners is University of Illinois President Joseph White. The survey reports he made close to $500,000. I'm Tasha Flournoy.
It's 4:33.
Today's programming is made possible in part by 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign, offering ground and whole bean coffee purchased from farmers using internationally recognized fair trade standards.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. The lake effect snow machine is kicking up, at least across northern Indiana. No advisories or warnings for northern Illinois, but there are lake effect snow warnings for LaPorte, St. Joseph, and Stark counties in Indiana, and lake effect snow advisories tonight for Elkhart, Fulton, LaGrange, Marshall, Porter, and Pulaski counties. And they can already expect to see some accumulating snow right along the shoreline in northwestern Indiana and across a good portion of western Michigan, some significant snow coming off of Lake Michigan. There's also some bands of light snow and flurries across northern Illinois into the Illinois River Valley, a little bit of mixed precipitation, and some light showers that are still in the liquid form across southern Illinois and into southern Indiana. Occasional flurries into the evening for Champaign-Urbana, and then a sky becoming partly cloudy tonight, the low dropping down to around 20 degrees. The wind tonight out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly sunny for Tuesday, the high 36, the northwest wind at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, the low 23. Wednesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Looks like the high temperature should be up to around 48 degrees, which would be right around the average for this time of year. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, the low temperature 29. And then another cooler day on Thursday, despite a mostly sunny sky. We only look for a high temperature of around 40 degrees. Currently, it's 34 on Friends Plaza, 34 degrees under a mostly cloudy sky at Willard Airport, the wind out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. 10 years after the multi-billion-dollar tobacco settlement, smoking rates are down, but tobacco is still the number one cause of preventable death in the U.S. This week, back in 1998, Big Tobacco agreed to pay $246 billion to states and transform the way it did business. In exchange, states dropped their lawsuits over the public health costs of smoking, and they were encouraged to use the money for smoking prevention. This week, NPR's